The month of God. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, salam and welcome to the program. We are with you with another episode of the special series for Ramadan. We are on the eve of the 23rd of Ramadan. Tonight is one of the nights that have been considered as the night of Qadr. Indeed, this night is the most important one among them, as it is most probably the main one. Qadr means value, measurement, and determination. Imam Ali, peace upon him, says, "Indeed, there is no price for your souls except paradise. Therefore, do not sell it for less than this price." This hadith reminds us of Ayah 111 of Surah Tawbah, which reads, "Indeed, Allah has brought from the faithful their souls and their possessions for paradise to be theirs." Human being will recognize God if he recognizes himself, and this cognizance will lead to servitude and worship of God. God has bestowed the practical guidance for us, that is, the Noble Quran, and has made Prophet Muhammad and his progeny, blessings of God upon them, as the interpreters and explicators of this book. The value of the night of Qadr will be observed only when we are committed to follow the Quran and its main interpreters, the Prophet and his progeny. In this part of the program, we continue the discussion on atonement for fasting. If a person is unconscious for one or several days in the month of Ramadan, he is not obligated to fast for those days as compensation. However, if a person is fasting but he gets drunk before dusk, that is the time of breaking the fast, he should compensate later on for that day. A woman who has failed to fast for several days due to her period or childbirth should fast as compensation after Ramadan. And if she delays till the next Ramadan, she must pay the atonement. On the eve of the 23rd of Ramadan, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, used to keep his family awake so that they wouldn't be deprived of the blessings of this night and the rewards of night vigil. He said, "He who spends the night of Qadr in worship with faith and heed, his past sins will be forgiven." As the other nights of Qadr, on this night we perform ghusl, that is the ritual washing of body. But according to hadith, tonight we are recommended to perform it twice. One is before iftar or breaking the fast, and the other one is performed before midnight. Like the 19th and 21st nights, we recite Joshan Kabir supplication and seek God's forgiveness through intercession with and taking recourse to the Quran, the Prophet and his progeny. And this night, we are recommended to pray much for Imam Mahdi and remember him. There is a supplication that is recited on this night. It reads, "O God of night of Qadr, and maker of it better than 1,000 nights, and Lord of the night and the day, and the mountains and the seas, and the darkness and the lights, and the earth and the heaven. O Maker, O Former, O Kind, O Shower of Bounties, O God, O Compassionate, O God, O All Sustainer, O God, O Originator, O God, O God, O God, the best names, the loftiest parables, and the grandeur and bounties belong to you. I ask you to bless Muhammad and his progeny and place my name on this night among the successful, and my spirit with the martyrs, and my good deed at the highest point of paradise, and my evil deeds forgiven. And I plead to you to grant me certitude which accompanies with my heart and faith, which takes doubt away from me and make me satisfied with what you have distributed for me, and give us good in the world and good in the hereafter, and guard us against the punishment of burning fire, and give me a sustenance on this night, your remembrance and your gratitude and enthusiasm toward you, and returning to you and assisting me in what you have assisted Muhammad and progeny of Muhammad. Greetings to him and them.